Greetings from another day with Jesus. Here's a word from God's heart for your day by Pastor Priji. Prepare your heart and your mind to be encountered by God.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this beautiful brand new day. I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you're experiencing the fullness of God, the presence of God, the ways and the methods, the different strategies that the Lord is giving us to walk with Him, to embrace His purposes in our lives, to represent Him wherever we go. May your heart always remain open to revelations. May it always remain open to what God wants to show to you. Let me take you to the book of Psalms, chapter 6, verse 3 and 4 for this morning's devotion. This is David, and he's crying out to God saying, "I am sick at heart. How long, O Lord, until you restore me? Return, O Lord, and rescue me. Save me because of your unfailing love." This is a heartfelt appeal from David to the heart of God. You should understand that what David was going through is not just physical. I'm sure that there are physical reasons why this is happening. It could be a relationship struggle, or it could be a health problem, or it could be a financial issue, or something that is happening in his regular daily routine. And yet, what was happening around him had now begun to affect his heart. So this was not something that people could have solved. This is not something that just a sorry from his best friend, or a sorry from his spouse, or a sorry from his pastor would just, you know, take this pain away. Because now what had happened on the outside had begun to affect his heart. That's why he says, "God, I am sick at heart." Not just, you know, in my body, not just in my mind, or not just in my finances, but in my heart, I am sick. I'm going through a particular ailment. I'm going through a particular disease on the inside. And that is why I need your help. There are so many things that people can help you with. They can buy medicines for you. They can prescribe solutions for you. They can do all those external things. And yet when it comes to a matter of your heart, there's very little that people can do for you. It is only the person, the creator who made that heart, who put that heart on the inside of you, who can actually reach into your past, into your present, and even into your future and heal areas of your heart that are wounded, that are bleeding, that are hurting. This morning, can I encourage you to invite the presence of God into those wounded areas of your heart? It's okay to expose them back to God. He's the one who created that heart, and He's the one who knows everything that you've gone through and that you're still going through. And then he makes an appeal after explaining to God the state of his heart. He says, "Lord, how long till you finally restore me?" This is a quantity of time. He's asking, How many months would it take now? How many days do I have to wait now? Or how many hours more till you actually answer my prayer and till you restore me? I like the balance that David has here. He's not putting the blame on God for inflicting pain on him. At the same time, he is looking at God to be the answer, to be the solution, to be the one who is going to now take him out of this trouble. So many times when God doesn't answer our prayer at the time that we expect Him to do, we automatically put our fingers back on Him and say, "You are responsible for what I'm going through," or "You are the one reason why I am suffering." And you don't see David doing that. He understands that there are times, there are seasons when my actions or my consequences can lead me into all these challenging phases of life. And yet, I have to understand my solution, my answers, my healing, my blessing, my breakthrough will come from God. So he's putting his trust back in God, saying, "God, how long would it take? When would you restore me? Because only you can restore me. No one else can." Then he says, verse 4, "Return, O Lord, and rescue me. Save me. Why? Because of your unfailing love." So what he's emphasizing here is that this is a season of feeling disconnected with your presence. Yes, your presence is everywhere. Yes, your love is constant. Yes, your grace, it is never-ending. And yet, right now, I just feel that this presence is not manifesting in my life. Right now, I feel like you're not fighting for me anymore. So he's asking God, "Will you please return to me?" That is enough. If you will return to me, that is enough. I know that when you return, you would rescue me. So he's appealing to God and he's saying, "God, I need your presence in my life one more time. I need an encounter with your love one more time. I need an encounter with your face one more time. I need to experience you up close and personal one more time. Will you allow me that intimate experience?" That's his prayer. And he goes on to say, mention a reason why God should save him. He's not saying, "Lord, save me because of what I have done for you. Save me because of all the money I gave for your kingdom or for the temple building." He's not saying, "Save me because I fought all these battles for Israel." He's saying, "Save me because of your unfailing love." That is a condition that will never fail you. If you say that, "Save me because I've been good," there are times when I have not been good. If you make it anything that you and I do, any of our works that we keep in front of God and expect God to heal or deliver because of our works, I'm telling you, those are all very flimsy foundations for us to base our prayer on. He says, "Because of your unfailing love, will you please heal my heart? Because of your unfailing love, will you please restore me? Because of your unfailing love, will you now hurry up? Because it's been a long time. Because of your unfailing love, would you please return to me? Because of your unfailing love, will you please rescue me? Because of your unfailing love, will you please save me?" That is the heart cry of David. And I pray that that is something that you and I, we will cry out to God for. We will pray for, we will desire for, and we will embrace with everything this season. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. Have a blessed and a beautiful day ahead.
We hope you were encouraged by today's word. For more resources, queries, and prayer requests, visit pastorpriji.com. Have a Christ-filled day ahead.